Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
Tune in, grow in faith.
Kwamanje ke sijoyina ke Ausi Lerato Masithela ozos encourage aphinde ashare insights that will help us ukuthi siqhubekele phambili bazalwane with purpose. Ausi Lerato,
how are you? How are you and the lovely listeners this afternoon? Ke monate fela, and I hope you are good.
Ai le nna ke monate haholo. Especially ha ke tlotlhola a word of encouragement, because ha ke tswa mo ke tswa ka nnete ke le encouraged.
Yes, yes. That's very, very true.
Amen. Thank you so much hore o re joine le letsatsing la kajeko. Le hore o re fe nako ya gao, re leboga haholo ka nako ya gao. Yes. So today o re tshwaretseng?
Today re tlo bua ka self image. Hore it's important hore re tsebe hore na identity ya rona ke eng, who are we? Hobane ha re sa tsebe hore re bo mang, we will always suffer from self limitation. And we will develop a low self-esteem.
Mm-hmm.
We will have that self-hate, self-doubt, worthlessness. We criticize now and then. Hobani, if you don't know who umang ojireing, the devil will tell you who umang. And actually, God has given us the greatest command, which is to love. And he said, love your neighbor as you love yourself. Again. So it's impossible to love the other person.
Yeah.
So there is no way you can give people what you don't have. So if you're not there, you have to return. And if you read the Bible, Psalms 82, we are gods. It says, don't we know that we are gods?
Mm.
You know, we are gods.
Yeah.
And that's the first thing that we need to know. We need to know, as the Bible says, go Genesis 3 verse 1, you are made in his likeness. Meaning, we're not a father. You already have the fruits. You don't have to look for anything. You just have to produce those fruits so that benefit from the tree that you are. For so on and so on. Now, how do you Jeremiah? Jeremiah 1 verse 7. The first thing, in the time we do, I do Jeremiah, don't say you are too young. In other words, don't say you don't have the quality. Or mudimu au seredi se kapo mudimu aiteli ntotenge kapo akaledi ntoka weina. Are you must go everywhere where I send you and do what I have said you must do. Do whatever I command you. Unta ore, see today I appoint you over nations, kingdoms to uproot and to tear down, to destroy and overthrow, to build and to blight. But those things you will never be able to do them. We undermine. Also, we accept. And you continue belittling yourself. So we must learn to prioritize who we are. Put ourselves first. Oh, now how do you do this? And before that, I can only say the fact that how can you really how we do this? Because in the time we are not well, we are not in the game. The time we does not want us to be people with low self-esteem. Because if you have low self-esteem, you will even be bothered when other people are complimenting other people. You will not be able to say congratulations. You will not be able to celebrate other people. Weben.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. You will develop that. But a person with a strong self-esteem,
yeah,
is somebody who knows how to manage matters.
Yeah.
You understand?
Mm-hmm.
How can you lose anything? How to manage matters?
Yeah.
The reason why you can't do it is because when how we accept that you have that self-hate, that envy, and God cannot even use you as a leader who has a low self-esteem. You will find yourself all the time when other people are being celebrated. We're not one family. We understand. I don't see anything special.
Yeah.
I understand. You can't celebrate. Immediately when you hear somebody speaking like that, you must know that there is a problem within that person. Not with you.
Yeah.
It's not about you. So, understand that, even when we want people to respect us, you know, we must understand that respect is not something that we should even beg from people.
Mm.
It works with alignment.
Yeah.
Yeah. And some people think by being nice, people will respect you. No. That some people think by being quiet, it means, you know, you are avoiding problems, not knowing that you are shrinking your voice.
Mm.
And you end up becoming this person who's not confident. When you always laugh at things that you are not supposed to laugh at.
Hmm.
You understand? Wow. You are over giving to be loved. No.
Mm-hmm.
You don't even have to make such efforts when you know who you are. You don't even have to. Why? But people, there are people who actually will disrespect you, and you will tolerate jokes. You are training people to wound you. But you are now and then, if at times, the way about how handle and get it, you must be this person alone or set a boundary because you care for yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, don't advertise yourself cheap to people.
Hmm. Whatever else lerato how bua so kina hana, especially how ongwana wa modimo kina hana hore taba e itla mo risa understanding hali fokola modimo le re you are a chosen generation.
Hmm.
A royal priesthood, utwa fela lering, a holy nation. Lere,
a holy nation.
Yes, God's special possession.
Mm.
If we don't understand that, because you know the enemy o attack the mind again. Hobane wa tseba hore if he can make you doubt hore o mang. Aka influence how you live. Again. But when you know that you are chosen, you are loved, you are forgiven and called by God, you begin to walk with confidence and purpose.
Exactly. Indeed. So it's all about knowing who you are, because otherwise the enemy will try to stand on your way. There are many people today whom are sitting at home, no longer serving God because other people told them that they are not good enough, they are not smart enough.
Mm-hmm.
And if you can find why people are not serving the Lord in the house of the Lord anymore, it could be because people told them they are not smart enough, they are not gifted enough. You understand what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
But if you know what the word of God says, Gagawena, you will never be shaken by anybody who looked down on you.
Yeah.
Who look down on yes? Look, Jeremiah in Jeremiah 1 verse 17, it says, "Get ready, stand up, and say whatever I command you."
Yeah,
I have made you a solid city, an iron pillar, a bronze wall. And then verse 19 says, "They will fight against you, but you will they will not overcome you, for I am with you," declares the Lord. As long as you know that God is by your side.
Mm.
You mustn't fear any people who disapprove you. You must not allow people actually to look down on you. You must know who you are.
Yeah.
So I know that at times when people get close to you and they get familiar with you, you know, they begin not to honor what is upon you. When you are too available, when you are too accessible, when you are too predictable, you know, people start to mishandle you.
Yeah.
Because now they don't honor what's upon you. They don't honor that God, you know, is using you. And that can be a bit discouraging.
Mm-hmm.
But you must remember who you are. You must always remind. You must be, like I was saying, that thank God for what you have now.
Yeah.
And don't worry about the things that you don't have.
Mm-hmm.
Don't worry about where you are not. But be grateful for the opportunity that God is giving you. And I'm telling you, you will be unstoppable. You will be unstoppable. I was saying that for us to be great, greatness is not easy. It is not easy to be great. It's an uphill. It does not matter what kind of a job you are doing. There are people that will work so hard, only to bury whatever they have inherited, you know. So it's not even about the job that you are doing that will make you great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm.
The thing is that when you want greatness, you must be willing to profit. There are people who can't take pain, but they want to be great.
Mm.
They can't handle how they feel right now, but they don't know that we are built up differently. Some people who babe created, they had to have great struggle.
Mm.
You understand?
Mm.
Well, now we are only seeing the glory, but we don't know the story of people who are great. If they can tell us things that they have been going through or what they are going through for them to get mobile in things, we'll be so amazed. So in order for us to become great, we must develop that lion's heart. We must be very hard. Yeah. It is time. Look at your difficulties and say, difficulties, I'm also difficult. I'm not going to allow you to weigh me down.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
Some of us, we are too simple.
Yeah.
We are too simple. That's why the enemy gets through to us, because he knows, you can be knocked down by anything.
Mm.
So we really have to understand that for that's why God says, when I allow a challenge to come your way, I have already weighed it.
Yeah.
So imagine if things are coming so heavy, why God permitted?
Mm-hmm.
Yes,
mm-hmm.
The enemy came, but I'm very sure that God also, everything that I'm going through had to pass through the hand of God.
Yeah.
Even though it's the enemy who planted that seed.
Mm.
But God said, okay, I permit you, because I know that story, she's going to become a very great woman.
Mm.
She's going to become a very great man. I trust her.
Yeah.
I trust her. That's why I said, okay, it's fine. Let it happen. I know this will not destroy him.
Mm.
But unfortunately, people don't know who they are. And as long as they don't know who they are, the devil will tell them. And then you find people committing suicide tomorrow. You find people quitting after seeing that they don't make profit in their businesses, because they have not discovered who. But na kibo mang banali in. When the challenge is like a bashalosa, or kibo mang, but bo na have stop and have a isebi. Bo na have a bato bula portal. Yao bo na buhulo ba mudimu karo mayem. That's the problem. That's why a lot of people end up not succeeding and being overcome and overwhelmed by the things of the world. They are not aware of themselves. And now, I'm supporting your self-image. I want you to know who you are, because as long as you don't know who you are, you will be in one place. You are only limited. How to the next level? Then I cannot trust you with the blessings, because now each and every blessing, it comes with a lot of challenge. If you are struggling to actually overcome the challenges that you are going through right now, imagine when you want the next level.
Yo.
Because the next level comes with a lot of challenge.
Mm-hmm.
You understand?
Yeah.
A lot of challenge. And people are waiting for God to bless them with marriage. Marriage has got its own challenges. It's a battlefield. It's not always nice. You understand? People are trusting God for business opportunities. Even for you to keep that blessing, it will take the grace of God. You have to lift the standard of prayer. You have to even fast more than when before you got that job. So that's why we have a challenge so that you develop a muscle or strong for your next level. So many people don't understand that maybe God is resisting to give me things to protect me, because what the things that I'm praying for may kill me. You know that there are blessings that can kill.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah.
Mm. Especially if you're not ready. Yeah.
Yes, especially when you are not ready for
mm-hmm.
them. You are not ready for them.
Yeah.
So that's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying today, is that let us be people who understand that God is building us for greatness.
Mm.
Yeah, but the most important thing, we must never undermine the people that we are. You
yes,
understand?
Yes.
We must never undermine who we are.
Yes.
You know, and we must always put ourselves, not be selfish, yes, of course, you can be selfish,
mm-hmm.
but the thing, the way we are cutting, you must stop chasing for validation.
Yeah.
You know,
mm-hmm.
and then respect will start chasing you.
Yes.
People will start respecting you, because people treat you because of how you treat yourself. How
mm-hmm.
you see you
mm-hmm.
is how other people see you.
Mm-hmm.
You understand?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, that's very true.
Yeah. Sure. Oslerato, wow. Self-image, self-identity. Mm. Bazalwane, esilalele le word of encouragement, ask yourself ukuthi uNkulunkulu uthi ungubani. Ask yourself ukuthi am I living according to God's truth or people's opinions? Yeah. And what negative labels do I need to let go of? So thank you so much.
Yeah.
Mhm.
Yeah, that's powerful.
Wow. Auslerato, re a leboha haholo for reminding us hore a healthy self image iqala with seeing ourselves through God's eyes. Hari tse ba hore re bo mang in Christ, we become unstoppable. I'm encouraged today, Auslerato. Thank you so much, Horem. Ori tlisetse mantswe a matle ha kana kana. So Auslerato re mothola kae ha se yo momoyeng?
Ha ke le se yo momoyeng ke fumane ya 078 221 3777. No, really, there are people who do touch me and tell me, Rebona,
yeah,
you spoke into my life, and I'm very happy. I'm very happy for the opportunity that Hensere Amabatu, distance is not a barrier. Yes.
Yeah. And Obabozo, how again, how it's a life, it's a how go TikTok. Basa Rumela fella di message. Ababe Pat, yeah, di talk, it's a how go TikTok.
Yes, of course. I'll definitely.
Okay.
All right. Thank you so much for the opportunity.
Thank you. Okay, thank you. Bye. Mm. Ke Auslerato Masithela besithulela a word of encouragement. Siboga la self image and self identity. What a profound truth, bazalwane. Yabona abantu abaningi uthola ukuthi baya struggle not because they lack potential but ingoba they lack an understanding yokuthi ungubani umuntu kuNkulunkulu or uNkulunkulu uthi ungubani. So uma ungazi your identity, you become vulnerable to every negative opinion. Iqiniso lelo uyishilo la uSesilerato, and nanoma kunama criticism, so uzibona lapho wena. And you know the devil unamanga bazalwane, and then lawo manga uzowafaka la engqondweni yakho ukuze ugcine nawe ubelieve kuona lawo manga. So ungamvumeli the devil ukuthi ayenzeni aplant lawo manga in your mind. Thank you, Auslerato. Iriko felehetse mo kapina ya Masal Bowden uthi how you love me, and then lengoma izosifaka ku the second hour singena nge 3 songs in a row. Emveni kwalezo ingoma bese ke sizohlala phansi uyazisi enjoy our lunch. Enjoy our talk. Ganye nesinqobile Nkosi aphinda sibusise. Sizo praise, sizo worship ganye naye kuze kuyoshaya u 4 o'clock.
Where Christ is in the heart of every message.
Do you need prayer? Radio Pulpit in collaboration with Need Pray is ready to stand in prayer with you. Contact us today with your prayer request at 012-334-1222. Or WhatsApp us on 067-429-7564. You can also visit us on radiopulpit.co.za for your online prayer request. We will faithfully pray with you.
Ba patsa kgwebo ya gago mo Radio Pulpit me o busetse dilo maemong a tsone. Radio Pulpit ke brand e tshepagetseng sebaka sa dingwaga di le 40 ebile e na le bareetsi ba feta 400,000. Ga jaana re na le di-package tse di botoka go feta pele mo sealemoyeng le mafelo a a kopantsweng a mafaratlhatlha go natlafatsa kgwebo ya gago. Go bapatsa e golaganye le Sanet mo 012-334-1254 kana romela email mo sanet@radiopulpit.co.za kgotsa SMS ka go kwala lefoko advertise go 37871. gona le melawana.
Come and ask your questions. Share your concerns. Experiencing life on 657 AM.
Tunembe ukuyihamba nawe lendlela yobomi. Hlala umamele. Tyelela ku radiopulpit.co.za.
Radio Pulpit 657 AM.